Here's the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Steve Kaczynski. BNSF railway attorneys have told Montana that the railroad should not be held liable for the lung cancer deaths of two former residents of an asbestos-contaminated Montana town. Railroad attorney Chad Knight said that the W.R. Grace Mining Company did not tell them that the vermiculite it was hauling around the country was dangerous. The town of Libby, Montana is among the deadliest sites in the federal Superfund pollution program. The estates of the deceased plaintiff say dust from a rail yard sickened and killed them. Canadian police say nine people are facing charges in the biggest gold theft in Canadian history from Toronto's Pearson International Airport a year ago. Authorities say 6,600 gold bars worth more than 20 million Canadian dollars, or 14.5 million, were stolen and the gold was melted down and used to purchase illegal firearms. Police said Wednesday that those charged include an Air Canada warehouse employee, a former Air Canada manager, and a jewelry store owner. Ford is recalling more than 456,000 Bronco Sport and Maverick vehicles due to a battery detection issue that can result in loss of drive power. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, the body and power train control modules for these cars may fail to detect changes in battery charge. When undetected, a low battery charge can cause an unexpected loss of drive power, including sudden stalling or inability to restart, and the use of other electric capabilities like hazard lights. The recall covers about 403,000 model year 2021 through 24, as well as more than 53,000 model year 22 and 23 Mavericks. Pregnant workers have the right to a wide range of accommodations under new federal regulations for enforcing the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission adopted an expansive view of conditions related to pregnancy and childbirth in its proposed regulations. It drew condemnation from Republican lawmakers who had championed the bipartisan law by including abortion, fertility treatment, and birth control as medical issues requiring job protections. The EEOC estimates the fairness law will cover roughly 1.5 million pregnant workers per year. Guitar legend and Allman Brothers Band co-founder Dickie Betts has died at the age of 80. The Rock and Roll Hall of Famer wrote the band's biggest hit, Ramblin' Man. Manager David Spiro told the Associated Press that Betts died early Thursday at his home in Osprey, Florida. He says Betts had been battling cancer for more than a year and had chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Betts shared lead guitar duties with Dwayne Allman and the original Allman Brothers Band to help give the group its distinctive sound and create a new genre, Southern Rock. Acts ranging from Lynyrd Skynyrd to Kid Rock were influenced by the Allman's music, which combines blues, country, R&B, and jazz with 60s rock. And I'll take a look at your state and local news on WLEW after this.
Let's talk about America, not taxes or tweets or the issues that divide us, but how incredible our country is. Left, right, up, down, state lines to winding coastlines. Whether you come home to a crowded city street, tree-lined suburb, or sleepy small town, everyone deserves to live in a clean, green, and thriving community. And we all share in the responsibility to create beauty that ripples from one neighborhood to another and one block to the next. We are Keep America Beautiful, the nonprofit working with millions of people just like you to end littering, improve recycling, and beautify our communities. Because every mindful action and sustainable habit has a positive impact, and it all adds up. Learn how you can join Keep America Beautiful at KAB.org. Together, we can do beautiful things.
In state and local news, Michigan Democrats are back in full legislative control thanks to victories in two state house elections. Moy Zong won the special election in the 13th District, which covers Warren and part of Detroit. Peter Herzberg won in the 25th District, which contains the cities of Wayne and Westland. Both candidates were favorites in the heavily Democratic districts. Michigan's House has been deadlocked since November. Democratic leaders' first priority is expected to be passing a state budget before their self-imposed July 1st deadline. General Motors will move its Detroit headquarters to a new downtown office building next year and redevelop its iconic home along the Detroit River. The announcement was made at the site of the old Hudson's department store, which is being developed into a tower and 12-story office building that will house GM and is being built by the Bedrock real estate firm. Bedrock will join GM and the city in coming up with ideas to remake the seven-building Renaissance Center. General Motors CEO Mary Barra said GM is open to ideas about the complex, which the company bought in 1996. The Cassidy Public School District's Board of Education will meet at 7 p.m. tomorrow in the junior-senior high school boardroom. According to the preliminary agenda, the board is expected to recognize honor students who had GPAs of 3.0 or higher, all conference athletes in all sports, and the National Technical Honor Society students at the Tuscola Tech Center. It was previously reported the 2024 valedictorian is Haley Dubes and the salutatorian is Diana Cortez. Graduation is set for 7 p.m. Thursday, May 23rd. Some of the other items the board is expected to address is the status of probationary teachers and to approve continuing co-op play for boys and girls swim, hockey, and soccer. The Colfax Township Board announced the schedule for refuse collection. The township's garbage pickup for residents will be from 8 a.m. to 12 noon on May 18th at the Township Hall at 177 North Berry Road in Bad Axe. The collection is for residential garbage such as household refuse, appliances, and furniture. The collection is not for tires, paint cans, oils, or chemicals. The event is for residents of Colfax Township only, rather. Participants are asked to bring proof of residency. In other matters, the township is ready to take care of gravel roads when they get dried out. The board approved paying Wilkinson Solutions $19,890 for brining of dirt roads in the coming months, and they approved paying the Huron County Road Commission $67,994. And that is the news for this hour here on WLEW. I'm Steve Kaczynski. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can go to thumbnet.net.